Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So today is Wednesday.
Yeah, and the boom mic and I are not getting along.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, but we're all right now.
Well, hopefully it didn't drop like it did on mine.
We're all right. We're getting along better now. We had to make some adjustments.
Yes. Well, talking about some adjustments, you were talking yesterday about getting those wood, getting the wood ready to heat the wood stoves that are might be inside or outside, depending on how your house is set up. But we're continuing on today, and you're going to be providing a little bit more information, especially, you know, in other areas, kind of getting those stoves ready to go, as well as our fireplaces.
I think sometimes we neglect our stoves.
And I would say you're exactly right, because we think about more of the wood source than we probably do our stove.
We neglect it, okay?
Yes.
And unless you're a pretty forward kind of thinker and a planner, probably the first time you think about your stove is the first time you're cold.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, oh, crap.
Okay, all right. So you're going to come home from work one day, and you're going to tell Grant to get out there and build a fire.
Because we're cold.
Because you and Lena Grace are cold, all right?
Yes.
So right now is the time, you know, and we still had some cool, but right now I think we just get ahead of the hounds a little bit. Let's work on, let's get our stoves ready.
So tell me exactly how do I get my stove ready?
Well, I think the first thing we want to do is a good careful inspection and just check things over. We want to check our flues, our stove pipes, you know, that type of thing. You say, Chris, I don't feel comfortable with that. Then find somebody.
True. You can always hire it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that chimney is clean. All right. I have a cap on my chimney at home to make sure that critters don't get down there. If you don't have a chimney cap, some critter, okay.
Or critters. More than one.
Yeah. May have moved in and taken up abode in your chimney.
And that would not be.
That would not be good.
No.
All right. So we want to go ahead and give that inspection because we don't want, you know, basically to start a chimney fire. If we could have a backup in there, and that would definitely, we don't want to do that. Sometimes we don't pay attention. As stovepipes get hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, of course they get more brittle. Sometimes we've got to change those stovepipes, and some people change them every year, and that's fine. But we definitely want a good inspection of that. Perhaps you want to treat the outside of your stove. There are different products, high-temp paints, high-temp polishes, that type of thing. You would have to definitely have to check with your manufacturer on that. I generally like really worry about the cleanliness around the stove because we don't want to start any fires, that type of stuff with that. And, you know, we can take this same stuff that we're talking about, this preventative maintenance, and move it over to gas logs, of course. Maybe I think those are becoming more and more popular.
We have a set in our house.
We do too. We got two sets, all right? And the time to worry about gas logs is not when Bretta comes in and tells me that she's cold. You know, so being able to clean those out, vacuum them out, get the little spider webs out of the thermal couplers and that kind of stuff. And again, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, then let's make arrangements. There are people that can help you. A lot of times, like on gas logs and things like that, perhaps the folks that take care of your furnace and air conditioning system will be willing to look at that as well, or perhaps the folks that provide your propane or gas will have natural gas, depending on what source you have. But again, cleaning things up and getting ahead of that. My brother is a professional HVAC guy. He always says we need to do that with our furnace as well. Have a fall tune-up of your furnace. So I guess our story today or our take-home message is we need to get our winter heating sources ready to go. And that is going to require a little bit of preventative maintenance. And if you don't feel comfortable with that, if you don't, after reading the manufacturer's recommendations, hire somebody to do it. But realize that it's coming around pretty quick that we're going to need that. And we don't want to get caught being cold.
That's right. That's right. We definitely, especially for me, do not want to be cold.
Oh, I know.
Yes. So, Chris, thank you for all that information. And remember, you can always catch us now on demand at WGGC.com. So you can go back and even listen to previous shows right there on the WGGC.com website. So make sure you come back here with us tomorrow and on Friday, because I'm going to be talking about all things winter squash. So make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big thank you and a shout out to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy, Dye & Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.